We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And as promised, his name is Andy Kennedy. Used to be the coach at Ole Miss. Now he's with ESPN and the SEC Network, and he joins us now. Andy, how are you?
I'm terrific, guys. How are y'all?
Everything is good here in Memphis. A lot to get to, but let's start obviously with the weekend and the NCAA tournament. For you, you're a coach. You know how this stuff is. You know how it goes. What was the best moment of the weekend in the tournament for you?
Well, I think there's so many. I'm not sure there was just one. You know, it's been kind of crazy. It's been chalk-like to this point, and I'm not so sure that's a bad thing. You know, everybody wants to pull for a Cinderella story, and you try to create those, but the reality is, you know, sometimes the best teams just win. There had been a lot of close games. Mm-hmm. One happened in the SEC, a league in which I covered all year, with Tremont Waters making an incredible layup at the end of the clock to beat a good Maryland team who had an incredible comeback. But other than that, it's just been, you know, every game competitive, a lot of outstanding coaches, a lot of outstanding players on the biggest stage.
Coach, when you're in a locker room, and let's say you've had that UCF team and you've watched Aubrey Dawkins probably go out there and have the best game of his career and done everything you've asked of him, what do you tell those guys or that player after a loss like that when they've done everything right, and it still doesn't go their way? I know you've been through those situations before. What can you say to a player? What do you say to a player in those moments?
Well, I thought the young man's dad and head coach Johnny Dawkins was perfect in trying to get everybody in an emotional moment, mm-hmm, to kind of step back and look at the big picture of all the things that they've accomplished. Any team that is most especially playing in the second weekend of the NCAA tournament has had an outstanding year.
Yes, sir.
And there's only going to be eight that have an opportunity to advance and then ultimately get to the Final Four in Minneapolis. I think as a coach, you just try to live in the moment, and you try to make sure that kids understand the opportunities that are in front of them. Don't take anything for granted. But all of the teams that made the tournament, and most especially get to the second weekend, have, yeah, had outstanding years. And I thought Johnny Dawkins did a great job of making his kids remember just that.
Couldn't agree with you more. Seems like we're experiencing what's clearly a renaissance in the SEC, and you were certainly a part of this and have been a part of it. Four teams in the Sweet 16, first time since 96. It feels like it's maybe in the best spot ever, Coach. What would you say just about the level of the high caliber level of play in the SEC this year?
Well, I think, you know, it really turned. I was there a part of the league for 12 years, and when I came in 2006, that was on the tail end of Billy Donovan's back-to-back national championship run at Florida. Kentucky had a title with Anthony Davis throughout that run. So, like every league, there's going to be cycles of good and bad. I think the SEC now is trending back in a great direction, and I think it started 2 years ago, not last year when they got a record eight teams in the tournament, but I think 2 years ago, mm-hmm, when South Carolina made that magical run to the Final Four. I think it opened the eyes of the nation to the quality of play in the league. You know, you expect Kentucky to be there every year, Florida with what Billy Donovan had done, and then Mike White got them to the Elite Eight that year. So I think, you know, those two programs, you have an expectation because it's been created with consistent success.
Yep.
But when other programs can rise up and make that run, I think it speaks to the quality of the depth in the league. What did the SEC do? They then capitalized that with the next year of having eight teams in the tournament. But I said this year, when they got seven in, I think they have more teams with the opportunity to advance, and that is shown prophetic with four in the Sweet 16, and all four obviously difficult matchups, but all four have an opportunity to get to the next game.
I'm with you 100% still. Which one do you have the most confidence in at this point, Coach, of with the four and the matchups they've got? Is there one for you you've got more confidence in than the others?
Well, I would have a lot more confidence if I knew the health of P.J. Washington.
Yes, sir.
I think Kentucky, because of their ability to defend, they defend at an elite level. Again, I played against 12 different Kentucky teams as a head coach, and this one maybe the best overall defensive unit. He's had some great ones. And it's without a shot blocker in the back that plays major minutes. Now, Nick Richards is their best shot blocker along with E.J. Montgomery, but both those guys come off the bench when P.J.'s healthy. And they just do it by staying connected. Yep. Cal has done an incredible job with the way in which his young backcourt has developed defensively. So if P.J. is back, supposedly they're checking on him today with the cast removal and all that comes along with that. They need P.J. Washington to be at full strength because Houston is a dark horse candidate to be in Minneapolis. The job Kelvin Sampson's done there is incredible. He's got a team full of athletes who play with a tenacity. There will be no back down in them against Big Blue. But I think if P.J.'s healthy, I think Kentucky is the one that I would say is the favorite to have the opportunity to get to Minneapolis along with Tennessee. I think the job that Rick Barnes has done and revitalizing that program in such a short period of time, bringing it back to a national brand, and who cannot love Admiral Schofield and Grant Williams? Right. You're talking about two coaches on the floor that are all about the right things, and they play at all league levels. Those are the two, I think, that have the best shot. But then, you know, Auburn making 13 threes a game in postseason, meaning SEC tournament and NCAA tournament at almost 40%. Them versus North Carolina, I mean, it's going to be like an NBA game in the 80s. It may be 110 to 107. It's going to be must-see TV.
Yep.
And then LSU versus Michigan State, Tom Izzo, you know, you can never bet against him, most especially in March. But LSU may be the most talented team in the SEC and one of the most talented in the country. And Tremont Waters is such a difficult matchup. One thing that does not come off when you're watching tape, and I think it's going to be shockingly surprising to Michigan State, is the team speed that LSU has. Mm-hmm. You're talking about athletes, and it starts with Tremont Waters in the open floor. So all four teams, I think, have a real shot. But as we said, at this time of year, everybody's good.
Yep, no doubt about it. Tennessee has not exactly looked dominant so far in this tournament. They had two close games, one against Colgate, and then almost, I mean, they basically, you know, they did blow a 25-point lead before taking it back in overtime. Does that concern you, just the way that Tennessee has started this tournament, or at this point is it just about getting the win and moving on no matter what it necessarily looks like?
Well, the late, great Jimmy V, who I had the opportunity to play for at NC State in the mid-'80s, you know, once said it's about surviving advance this time of year. I had the opportunity to Rick Barnes, I've got incredible respect for him. I think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. And when I had an opportunity to talk to him since they played that game against Iowa, and I was in studio in Charlotte doing some stuff for television and watching the game, and they were incredible in the first half. Second half, and it's human nature, I've been there, done that on both sides of the equation, in that your kids have the it's just, you look up and you say, man, we're up 20, so you start milking the clock a little bit, getting later into your offense. I thought they were incredibly careless with the ball. It's what cost them against Auburn in the SEC tournament finals, which is so uncharacteristic. They were the least turnover-ridden team in the Southeastern Conference, one in the country throughout the course of the season at under 12 a game, which is tremendous, most especially with their pace of play. But they cannot be careless with the ball. Then they got in foul trouble, and they almost started to play not to lose as opposed to win. To Iowa's credit, sense of urgency, shot-making, they battled back in that game. But I believe this. Last year, if you remember, they were upset by that incredible run that Loyola Chicago put on. And I think them getting to the Sweet 16, I saw a celebratory mode from that team, almost like the pressure had been lifted. I think now they play looser and freer, which is really what put them in a position to be the number one team in the country for a major part of this last season.
Coach, in a game like you mentioned this one, it's going to be a track meet in one we've all got circled in UNC-Auburn, where both teams are at their best flying up and down the floor like we've talked about. What's if you were circling what a difference might be in a game like that where both styles so similar, what is it? Is it taking care of the ball? Is it who's more effective when it slows down a couple of times in half court? What would you point to? What would you watch most?
If I'm Auburn, you know, they're going to do what they do. You can talk about it all you want. It's one thing to talk about. It's another thing to stop it. They're going to shoot 30, 35 threes. And if they're making 12 or 13 like they have over this last 2-3 week period,
yep,
they're going to be right in that game because they can score so quickly. They may have met their match in North Carolina, though, because they score as quickly as anybody in the country. I think it's going to come down for Auburn. It's going to come down to creating turnovers and creating some fast break opportunities, some free points in the open floor, and then battling on the glass. Carolina does not have a discernible weakness because they are also strong and athletic at the basket, bigger, stronger inside, which could be problematic for Auburn.
Mm-hmm. If you were picking a coach of the year, Andy Kennedy, coach of the year, you mentioned Kelvin Sampson earlier. Sounds like you really like him. But if you a guy you most admire the job he did this year, who would it be?
I think it would be in the state of Texas. I think there's a number of guys who've done great jobs, but the two that would split my vote would be Kelvin Sampson.
Mm-hmm.
He won over 30 games at Houston. He's taken that program back to relevancy. They hadn't been in the Sweet 16 since the 80s, when they had that great run. And Chris Beard.
Yeah.
Now, Chris Beard at Texas Tech silently. You know, this part of the country may not pay as much attention to it, but what a job he's done.
I'm with you.
He had an incredible job last year. He had to reboot a little bit. Now, granted, he had his best player back, who's a lottery pick. But he's done an incredible job of sustaining a high-level success. So those two guys would have to be 1 and 1A in my book.
I like it.
We are, of course, talking to Andy Kennedy, former coach at Ole Miss, now with ESPN and the SEC Network. And then got to ask you, Coach, because, you know, you coached at Ole Miss for so long. You know, you recruited Memphis. You had a couple Memphis guys. When you look at the Memphis job now with Penny Hardaway, I don't know how closely you followed it this year, but what do you think? They won 22 games this year, made the NIT. What's your assessment of the job that Penny has done and will do at Memphis?
Well, number one, I'm a Penny Hardaway fan. I was a Tubby Smith fan, and you know I hated to see the departure that he had to go through. But again, I've said this before: we're all big boys. We all sign up for this. We all understand that there's high stakes in college basketball at that level. I thought, you know, bringing Penny back to that storied program, I know it got Tiger Nation super excited, and he delivered even before the first game in the signing class that they had. He's bringing in guys that are going to be next level dudes. I thought he did a great job in his debut. You know, he obviously had the coaching chops. He's done a great job at East. He's done the AU thing, but it's completely different on a lot of levels, and I'm sure he would be the first to admit that when you get to college at a job like the University of Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he did a great job, and his team really evolved throughout the course of the year. That program is going to be back to the level that I'm sure everybody, not only in that city, but Tiger Nation across the country, wants it to be. I think Penny's built for it, and I think that they're going to bring the pieces in to try to get them right back. They're in a league now. You know, Kelvin Sampson's in that league.
Yep.
That American Conference is one of the up-and-coming conferences in all of college basketball. When you think about the traditional powers that make up that league, it got four bids this year, and UConn, Wichita State, Memphis. Traditional powerhouses, they weren't one of the four. So I think you're talking about a league that is going to be dynamic moving forward.
You know, you mentioned it, a lot of focus is on Wiseman, but what about DJ Jeffries? You know, he's another piece in this class, and I know you're familiar with DJ Jeffries. How much of an impact can he make as a freshman?
Oh, he's a tremendous player. Great kid, great family. I got to know them very well, recruited them very, very hard when I was at Ole Miss. I love the kid, love his family. Came from a great high school, good people. And the kid has just gotten better and better and better. I think the Wiseman-Jeffries duo, coupled with a couple of other guys that they have got coming in with what they have returning. You know, I recruited Alex Lomax. I'm very familiar with Harris. I think Penny's setting it up where they can have a special run.
Coach, did you think you were getting him? We were here. They loved you. We know that family loved y'all. That family loved y'all.
I mean, if I knew that, I'd be in Vegas right now. I don't know. We recruited him
hard. You were fighting.
We felt like we felt like we had a good relationship with all parties. That you know, that's history though. I'm excited to follow the kid at Memphis, and I'm certainly pulling for him.
Andy, man, this was great.
Coach, thank you for this.
We appreciate the time.
Yeah. Hey, I enjoyed it, guys. Take care.
You too.
He is Andy Kennedy. Former Ole Miss basketball coach, now, like we said, doing work with the ESPN and the SEC Network. Always good to catch up with him. Yeah, I mean, it felt like they probably would have. Yeah, I mean, obviously, so much changed.
Well, yeah, I mean, you were at that point, you're recruiting against Tubby.
Yeah, exactly. You know, could they have gotten them if it was, you know, versus Tubby? Yes. Once Penny got the job, would have been difficult. But they did. They
had a great relationship with the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. All right. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.